obviously, this one's coming late, and I'm going to justify why this news story and this analysis is late. It's late because I wanted to see what happened in his debut, right? And I am, of course, talking about Simple. Simple had a shock blockbuster move to a small organization with a not very good team, essentially playing now in that tier 1.5. Lots of people have had opinions about this. I held back mine because I wanted to see him make his debut, see how he looked, see if it was comparable to FaZe. And remember, last time we saw Simple play, it was him choking against Mongols on stage for the first time, looking visibly nervous on the cameras, and it just didn't work out for him. Everyone was hoping he was going to go to FaZe and continue the project. Didn't happen. He had to go back to Na'Vi, and then apparently... Na'Vi, they made it sound like they let him go. More on that, I guess, in a second. But it ultimately looks like someone has paid a buyout. So, with that in mind, that's the table set. Here it is. Of all the orgs that Simple was going to go to, BC Game. BC.game. You know BC Game mostly as being that organization that sort of mishandled the whole Jakem thing. They also did have a little controversy, if I remember rightly, that they kind of got away with, which was there was some instance where basically they used Guardian as a sub in a competition. I think it was a CCT, and because he was their coach, but he wasn't actually their registered sub. But because it's Guardian, because it was BC.game, CCT essentially allowed their own rules to be flaunted. It was like, and it just happened in the background quietly, and everyone just went, eh, whatever. Tony, like, basically between me and Messioso, I think, like, I've given up trying to hold anyone accountable and make people adhere to the rules. We exist in a time where Valve break their own rules. So, you know, whatever. It's just Chinatown, isn't it? You just have to accept it. So, they did have Joel for a time, didn't they? That was the Joel scandal. So, just fantastic. Fantastic org. Lots to enjoy. Actually, I don't know much about this BC Game, but I just see stuff like this. And this is from November 2024. BC.game declared bankrupt amid disputed payment obligations. And this is BC Game was declared bankrupt by a Curaçao court on 12th of November amid controversy about unpaid players and a contested ownership transition. So, there's like... not great headlines about them out there, let's say. And obviously, they are one of the new wave of Gamba orgs, as people call them now, where essentially they are an esports team that is designed to drive people towards their platform where people are going to go and gamble. And yes, it does say ownership transition, so maybe the new guys are the good guys. Who knows? Who really knows? Who can say for sure? I don't really know a lot. I only know the headlines. I only know the things that come up in Google. But generally, reputationally, they're not great. And so anyway, we knew Simple wanted out. Simple had described what had happened to him at Na'Vi as jail, essentially a contract jail. He did hilariously tweet that, I believe, while he was in Hawaii, sipping cocktails on, you know, white sand, crystal blue ocean behind him. Tiki fucking torches, which have a negative connotation these days, don't they? And fucking palm trees. And it's like, get me out of this hell. It's like, no, mate, doesn't look all that bad. But anyway, he wanted to get out of jail, and this appears to be his way out of jail. So I'll read you the report from HLTV. BC Game have announced that they have completed the surprise signing of Simple on a permanent transfer. That's right, it's permanent. It's not loan. Not a loan like his previous ones have been from Na'Vi. The three-time HLTV Player of the Year will take on AWPing duties from Nork, who was moved to the bench in June after 6 months on the roster. By the way, just on that note, I nearly forgot to bring this up. Obviously, he's been replaced now by pretty much two of the best players to ever touch the game. His crime is just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, evidently, it seems. Nork did put that out saying, so first it was Device, now it's Simple. Any team that wants to pick up Zebu in the future, because it's just crazy that that's happened to him a few times. Anyway, whatever. So it's a shocking turn of events for Simple, who was at the heart of one of the feel-good stories of the Austin Major as he helped FaZe to the playoffs while replacing Brokey. Dobby is free. Right? This is the post on X, right? Can you imagine, by the way, in another spot, the GOAT the greatest of all time to touch the game, CSGO, right? Let's say it was like Tom Brady getting his move to the Buccaneers after he'd been on the bench or whatever for a while. Not a direct analogy, but you get the point. Because obviously he just went there to extend his career and show that he wasn't a system QB. And in the press release, Tom Brady said, Dobby is free. Like, upon joining Tampa Bay. It would be ridiculous. But anyway, that's esports. Dobby is free. I just want to play. BC Game Esports gave me the chance. And they're serious about building a top-tier team. Let's see what moves we make and how I can impact things. Maybe some things will change, maybe not. Only results will show. One wise man said, if you want to come back on tier one scene, you need to join tier three team. I haven't done anything for 2 years. It's time to change that. Can't waste, lose game time sitting on the bench. So, you know, got to respect the mindset, haven't you? I mean, personally, I do think what happened to him is, it's super unlucky in a way, because you have to understand how it went down. Was they needed to make a roster change. He needed a break. They made the temporary roster change just to feel it out, not anticipating that things would work without Simple. Simple came back from holiday to see the team was doing better without him, to the point where they won a major. And then he's had to sit and watch there from the bench, knowing that ultimately there's no way back. Now, there are other issues in the background. Sasha's never spoke about these, so I hope one day he does address it. But there were rumors that he missed a flight. I mean, a lot of people in the behind the scenes say that it was before they were flying to Melbourne or something, or Sydney. And apparently he was drunk and missed a flight. That's the rumor. People have even talked about this publicly. People are talking about it on Reddit. So I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. I don't know. I would be very surprised if a professional player like Simple would mess up like that. But anybody can miss a flight. I will also add that. I strongly suspect it's more to do with the relationship between him and Blade. It appeared to have degraded quite badly. And ultimately, Blade continues to show what a great coach he is. So Blade is going to be the organizational choice. They had a lot of promotional material from Simple. Simple was also streaming during this time. Then obviously he stopped playing CS2 because he didn't like it, and he streamed other games. He was rapping and doing stuff for a bit. I just think ultimately there wasn't a way back for him. But once that becomes the case, Na'Vi have got to be reasonable in their demands, because the Simple you buy today isn't the Simple that went on the bench all that time ago. And we saw that in Falcons, where it took him a while to get back in. And then he started playing well, but they crashed out. So it was back on the bench. And then he went a phase and he had some good maps, some good games. And then he choked a little bit because he's missed the stage and the crowd and the atmosphere and all of that stuff. And then he's back on the bench. And then at that point, if I'm Na'Vi, like, Simple wanted to join FaZe. FaZe wanted Simple, but FaZe can't afford to buy a player because it's essentially, the CS team is its own little island, divorced from the rest of the organization. And so ultimately, Na'Vi had to do, essentially, I don't want to use the term the right thing. They should get some compensation left for the contract, but they had to be reasonable. And by all accounts, behind the scenes, there was still a buyout necessary to free Dobby the Elf. So it sucks that he's had to go to BC Game, but I respect that he's willing to just do anything to get playing again. You have to respect that. So it goes on to say here that Simple ends a nearly 9-year association with Na'Vi that began in August 2016 when he was signed from Liquid. He won 17 notable trophies during his time with the Ukrainian organization, including the 2021 Major in Stockholm, one Intel Grand Slam prize, and 21 MVP medals, featuring in every HLTV Top 20 Player of the Year ranking between 2016 and 2023. The Ukrainian superstar stepped down from Na'Vi's roster in October 2023, citing the need to fix documents and take care of other people in my life. He had two loan spells with Falcons in 2024 before linking up with FaZe in 25 for the final two events of the season, IEM Dallas and the Austin Major. Instead of seeing out his Na'Vi contract, which expired at the end of this year, and expires at the end of this year, Simple opted to take on a new challenge with the hopes of rediscovering his best form. This means, however, that he will be competing in the lower rungs of the game, with BC Game currently ranked 66th in the global VRS. And you can see the team that he's playing with now. Yeah. He's playing with Nexa, right? He's playing with Nexa. We all remember what happened to Nexa in the G2 era. Not a lot of fond memories of that, right? There's people still to this day that seem to believe that if Hooksy had just been given Malbs and they kept JKS, it would have been fine and G2 would have been the number one team in the world. That's the narrative on Reddit, at least. Then they've got Casanito, which, you know, he's been around the block now. He's not a prospect at 24, really. Maybe, but kind of. And then it's Prime Taps. And again, when people were talking about Prime Taps, I was talking about probably not. If I don't know who said something, I always just describe it to Maui Snake. But someone was telling me, like, Prime Taps was like, oh, he's another good find. It's kind of, like, going to be, like, a real shock to everybody. And I was like, oh, okay, he's 24. And his rating's not that good. So I don't know why they were saying that. But, you know, people watch all this, like, bullshit CCT tier tournaments and they don't realize that they mean ultimately nothing in the grand scheme of things. People are throwing games, people fucking phoning in performances. It's all online anyway. What do you really know about anyone at that level? Nothing. Jacob, of course, on the bench and just hovering while all the debt that he owes everybody from his bullshit, his gambling habit, gets settled. So that was the move. And look, I think overall, people were saying Simple wasn't ready for Tier 1, right? Everybody was saying before he went to FaZe, it would be a miracle if he could slot in the FaZe, hit the ground running, and get them a playoffs. Now, I had them making playoffs. I said, there's enough there for me to think they can go to playoffs. And they did. They went to playoffs, and then they kind of crashed out. That's kind of where I expected them to be with Simple. Because remember, Simple didn't have to be as good as he was in 2021. Simple just had to be better than Brokey is in 2025. And the Brokey that they dropped was in a real bad place for confidence. He needed a break. He's burnt out. So they cut him for two tournaments. And now he's come back and he's looking a bit better. And, you know, FaZe have still got problems. I don't think they're going to win a trophy this year. But, you know, Brokey looks to be back. It looks like the rest has done him a bit of good. And so Simple now not being the long-term replacement in FaZe, what were his options really? You know, if you look at the other teams that were on the market for an AWPer, and keep in mind Simple has maintained the entire time he wanted to be a rifler and now has had to relent and become an AWPer to fit in, you can see that, you know, there's, if you just look at the top 10, there's just not really anybody outside of, you know, maybe making the FaZe move where it would have worked. I mean, you know, it's early days when Molodoy, Fury aren't going to change him up. We've established that he can't really go back to Na'Vi. It would be, I still think it'd be crazy to drop Wonderful, even though everyone calls him Wonderful or Blunderful, which is crazy because, you know, he was in the top 20 last year. You know, he's still a good player. You're not making any changes at Spirit, you know, like Game of Legion wouldn't have been bad, but they've already made their replacements. So it's tough. It's really tough. I mean, Liquid again, but like Ultimate is playing probably might arguably be the best player on that roster at the moment. So it's like there's just nowhere for him to go. So yeah, you end up at the 66th best team in the world, apparently. Now, there were some interesting reactions. This is Yanko. It is a shocking move, but this is a short-term deal. I like this for Simple. Gives him a chance to get a ton of reps in CS2. He needs the grind right now. And if he performs and shows he's serious about competing, he will get plenty of offers in 2026. And that's right. This is how you have to kind of think about the move overall, is that he's going to play out a season at BC Game. Probably not much more than that. He's going to be there until the next major cycle. He's got between now and the next major in Budapest to push BC Game up the rankings by grinding as hard as he can at every single tournament and winning as much as they can and as much prize money as they can and entering everything And if they do that and they get up, they could be in contention that by the time Budapest rolls around, if they're a high enough ranking, they could get in, they could get into the majors. So obviously that's what he's going to aim to be doing. Our man Dinko, devoid of empathy, of course. He just did this. He's a man of few words. All right then. Crying with laughter. Right, that's shocks as well. What? Yep, it was a shocker. Austin made a reference to Simple's Simple is free. And then he just said, back to jail. Straight back to jail. Which is really, really funny and probably accurate as it happens. And Banks. Get a round of Banks in the chat, please. Simple back playing and wanting to grind again is good for Counter-Strike. Now he's got a chance to show what he can do and prove to the world he can grind back to the top. Let's see what will happen. Now, on that note, Simple is never going back to the top in the sense that he's never going to be the number one player in the world again. I just want us all to make peace with that now, right? Because that what that presupposes is somehow he can get to a level where he's more consistent than ZywOo, has higher peaks than Donk, better production than Munisi, that people like Nico have a nightmare season, Kisuke is a bust. There's like so many factors now. I think if Simple could get back into the HL TV top 20 in 2026, that would be a miracle. That in itself would prove that he was the GOAT of CSGO, inarguably. To do it and to get back into the top 20 in CS2 with so little time, so little reps, and at this stage of his career would be mental. And by the way, that's not to be flippant. People might say, oh, you know, a 20th, big deal. Being in that top 20 means you're one of the greatest to ever touch the game any year you're in there, right? And so there's some people that have crept in that I definitely disagree with. Like when JKS went in for the first time at 15th or whatever, pre-COVID, he was definitely a top 20 player in the world. No doubt. We said as much at E-League repeatedly. When he went in the second time during the online era, when everyone was landlocked and he was just beating up bums, then no, he should not have been the 20th best player in the world because he wasn't. He objectively was not. But it was just the way they did the metrics. So it's not an exact science, but if you've ever made it into the top 20, safe to say you're one of the greatest. And Simple has obviously been in plenty of them. If he gets back into one 3 years after his last appearance in CS2, which is a completely different game, and people have to start accepting that and start talking about it as such, and not bleed through facts and statistics from CSGO, which was a different game with a different format, right? Let's not do that. If he can get back into the top 20 in CS2, he's in contention for me for one of the, you know, just one of the greats across every version of Counter-Strike. Anyway, so they've played. That's the good news. They went out there and they played. So let's have a look and see how they got on. Because wherever Simple goes, he has that aura, as the kids say. People want to watch the games. So he was playing the mighty Cybershock in Exhort the Proving Grounds Season 3. And as you can see, it was a pretty close fucking game. As a series, it had two overtime maps and then kind of a, not really a blowout, but relatively one-sided. And the problem with this is that Simple didn't play particularly well. Overpass back in the competitive map pool, a map that AWPers should do well on. You need to do well as an AWPer on Overpass. It is designed for you to have impact. He didn't do too well on that. Not terrible, but, you know, not great. Then on Mirage, he did okay. Probably about the level he was operating at in phase. Maybe a little bit below that, given the opposition. Because Cybershock is like, it's Forrester's team. And then on Ancient, a little bit better. Played about a 1 point rating. So overall, he had 1.01. And so it's like, he was the bottom ranked player across the series for BC game in a series that they did win. And I was like, well, you know, give him time. It'll be okay. I'm sure he was very frustrated. And then, of course, he put it down to the anti-cheat. I think he said that his PC had restarted or froze up something like 10 times. That's what he attributed it to. Obviously, they use these anti-cheats, which can like affect your performance when you're playing on in these online cups and everything. And it's just like, look, he's going to have to realize that down in this fucking pit where all these teams operate, every game is going to be super hard and super close. There aren't going to be any blowouts. Not with your roster at BC game. Well, not when you're playing the likes of it is nightmare fuel. I think it's a lot harder to ascend from the 1.5 level into tier one than it is to stay in tier one once you're there. Getting out of that tier 1.5 level and getting into regular events and regular invites, and you know, that's like the really hard part. And some teams have done it and had limited periods, like Monty, you know, they were quite famously the gatekeeper organization. But you think about it, a lot of the time, these orgs either end up selling the players, selling the rosters, or they just crash out completely. And, you know, they get a little bit of money, a little bit of attention, a little bit of success, and they just fall apart. It's just hard. It's hard to sort of keep your shit together and hit that grind. So it's going to be a long road back. BC Game have got some more matches coming up. You can see they're going to be competing in ESL Challenger. And look, they're playing BetClick. And you see what I mean? You laugh. You go, oh, it's Bet. Oh, wait. I know this guy. I know these players. It's tough down there, man. It's good, but it's going to be interesting to see how Simple can like keep his mind right. The key thing here is he's just got to put some trust in his teammates, which has famously been his problem. You know, he's played with a lot better players than the roster he's on now, and he's not trusted his teammates and tried to win games single-handedly and overextended and tried to do too much and got caught out and then got frustrated and lost his mind. It's going to be a lot harder now for him than it probably ever has been in any part of his career, and he's got to maintain this zen-like focus, because if he doesn't and he flames out now, then there really is no way back. He has to understand that this BC game move has to work, because if he doesn't look anything special at this level, then people are just going to say, well, this is his level now. This is where he belongs. He has fallen to the bottom of the ocean, and that's just how it goes sometimes. So he needs to keep his composure. I'm watching it with interest. I think it was the right move for him to make. It's certainly better than sitting on the bench for another season and hoping that you get a big free transfer at the start of 2026. You got to get out there and show people you're still the great one. And we will see if he's able to do that.